Beep.
This is a test of the half hour of Universal Awesomeness. This is only a test. Had this been a real episode of Awesomeness, you would have been asked to grab your ankles and kiss your pendulum goodbye. Wait, hang on a second. Okay, folks, it appears this actually is a real episode. I repeat, this is not a drill. Open your ears and get ready to laugh yourself right out of your life preserver, because here comes spiritual ass kicker Amy Scott Grant and whole being RN Audrey Christie McLaughlin.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Today we are talking about breaking through procrastination. And I hope you haven't put off listening to this episode, because that would just be obnoxiously funny. All right. So what, in a nutshell, what is procrastination, Christy?
Wow. I feel like I'm putting off the answer to this.
Oh, God.
Well,
the last episode, we had nothing but poop jokes. This time, right? It's going to be nothing but procrastination jokes.
That's why they listen. Because we're hilarious.
Yeah. We think so. Hey.
Right. Let us know if you don't. No, wait, don't. Let's put that off.
I was going to say, those comments might accidentally be deleted.
Oops. Our Facebook moderators don't put up with any BS.
Seriously. They are hardcore. I'm telling you.
Okay,
oh my God,
procrastination.
You're totally stalling.
What?
I said I feel like you're stalling.
No, I said it. Procrastination's putting off stuff that you need to get done, or that is maybe even optimal to get done. You keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, and sometimes you don't even know why. I know sometimes I don't know why, and then I go, oh, wait. Mm. Maybe there's a block here, but we'll get to that in a minute.
And sometimes you think you have a legit reason too, right?
True.
Like, it's, well, I've been really busy dealing with the fire in my house. Like, whatever.
Okay, so that might be legit. I don't know.
It's, well, why did you manifest a fire in your house? What were you putting off? I know you didn't want to reorganize that closet, but Jesus, you didn't have to set the whole house on fire.
Did you procrastinate on rechanging or changing the battery in the smoke detectors? And then you're all
terrible. That is one thing nobody procrastinates on, because that beeping sound, it's like, I think it's worse than waterboarding. Like, it's,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Seriously, it's unbelievable how annoying that is. Like, they really came up with a good way to make sure you didn't procrastinate on changing the batteries.
We've been known to take a 9-iron and knock one off the ceiling before. It was the first night in our, not this new house, but the old new house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 2 a.m. and then the smoke detector starts doing the beep. We'd been moving boxes all day, and we didn't have any kids then. And so my husband goes out to the garage, grabs a golf club, because the ceilings were too high and we hadn't moved our ladder yet, so we could, there was no way to reach it. Takes a golf club and just whack, knocks it right off the ceiling. I was like, okay, we'll just add that to the grocery list tomorrow. Smoke detector.
I might just have to steal that. I'm working on writing a play. That would be like an absolutely hilarious thing. Can I use that?
Of course. You could title the play "How Our House Burned Down" while we were sleeping.
No, the title of the play is, "Well, I didn't strike the beep match." All right, seriously.
Yes.
Chop, chop. Let's get down to business here. enough putting this off. It is time to dive deep into the psyche of procrastination. I wish we had some, like, Edgar Allan Poe like music to play in the background. Like, nevermore. Nevermore.
The Ravens are my favorites. Okay.
Did you know there's a play? I did not know that. There's apparently a play that's like a dark musical called Nevermore, and it's like based on Poe, or his, I don't know if it's based on his life or his works or whatever, but I'm like, must see that. I definitely want to see that. Yeah. All right. But seriously, we're really going to get back to the topic now. So the reasons why we procrastinate, a big part of it is often fear. Why do we not do anything that we really could benefit from doing? I'm going to go with fear, right? It seems to be the root cause of a lot of stuff, and it's probably our biggest battle in human form is dealing with fear. Mm-hmm. So some specific fears why you might procrastinate, maybe you're afraid of failure. Obviously, you know, they say perfectionists make the worst procrastinators. And so it's because they are afraid that it won't come out perfect. So they'd rather not even start it, or perhaps they won't finish it because they don't have the time or attention to make that perfect, or they're afraid it won't be perfect. So fear of failure, how about fear of success?
Ooh.
I wish we had a live audience because you know they we would have held up a sign that said ooh.
Yeah. Right? And and then laugh hysterically, which would be the most frequently used sign.
We wouldn't even have to use a sign for I think.
But we wouldn't need to do ahas either then.
Oh gosh. If you're afraid of success, if you're afraid of what might happen if you really achieve the thing that you want to set out to achieve, it seems easier on some level. Some part of you is like, you know what? It would be better like to just not even get started, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what fear of success causes us to procrastinate. Now, there's also fear of change. A lot of people carry this one. And if you take action, things will change. That's kind of the natural order of things. So if you're afraid of change, it makes sense that you would want to stay in the status quo, that you wouldn't want to take any action because it will cause things to change. And often fear of change is tied into like fear of the unknown, right? But also a reason a lot of people procrastinate is because they're afraid of hard work, honestly. They're afraid of it being too hard or too much work or taking too much time or, you know, or some combination of these four. Like, well, what if I put in all this time and effort and then it just, you know, it just flops? Then what? Well, then you wasted a lot of time and effort, right? And so that could, afraid of that happening can be a reason. But what else? There's other reasons.
Tons of other reasons. You could be bored, right?
Totally
bored, which you wouldn't be right now, but you could be around whatever you're procrastinating around.
And like housework.
Yeah, you know what, I was actually doing that. Don't tell my family, because, well, you won't have to, they won't notice, but I was actually doing that before I stepped into the studio. They'll notice if it's not done, but anyways, no more procrastinating on that. Plus, when you have a kitten, like, they find tiny strips of paper on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
And my loving husband pointed out last night, Kitty's going to call you out on not taking care of this floor. Okay. Maybe we did homework.
Word to the wise, if you've never had a kitten before, do not put tinsel on your Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. I didn't even think about Christmas coming up. It'll be because like toddler days again.
It's not even like the concern that they'll pull down the tree, because honestly, like any, you know, they're going to be like, oh, wow, you put up a tree just for me. You're so sweet. I'm going to bat this and knock this down. So you figure out not to put like the heirloom stuff on the bottom.
Right.
But tinsel, they eat it. And I tell you what, there is just nothing grosser than half chewed tinsel coming out of a kitty's butt, because they can't like get it out. So they walk around and there's like chewed up tinsel hanging out of their ass. So don't say I didn't warn you. All of you, if you have a cat or a kitten, no tinsel on the tree. Take my word for it.
Oh my goodness.
From personal experience.
Katy Perry's fireworks. I don't know. Anyways, you know, like, anyway, I have the worst mental image of that. I don't know. Okay.
Oh no, it's just one at a time.
Okay, good.
But it's been digested and chewed up, so it's all, it's not like pretty and long. It's how you hung it on the tree. It's all like mangled and crunched up and dangling. It's yeah. Good luck poking out your mind's eye on that one.
Right. When you dream of that tonight, everyone.
Oh, think goodness. Of the half hour of universal awesomeness and tell your friends.
Yes. Okay, so procrastination.
But for real, like, who wouldn't rather listen to a radio show or listen to some fun audios as opposed to sitting down and writing that blog post you've been putting off?
True.
Or cleaning out that drawer that's such a train wreck that irritates you every time you open it. Or, you know, a lot of the things that we procrastinate over are boring.
Yes.
And that's why we don't want to do them. We don't like to be bored.
Yes. Or you feel pressured. You know, if it's an assignment for somebody, you're like, crossed arms, can't make me do it. You know, yeah. And it builds and builds and builds. And then you feel more pressure because the person who assigned it to you is going, get it done. And it just, you can root in and be stubborn even more. Just, you know, stick with that energy of not gonna do it. You can't make me.
That's right. Your inner child throws a hissy fit on that one.
Right. I'm not going to procrastinate further on the topic by explaining what I would do if my child threw a hissy on that one. And it can also be that you just don't have the time or maybe even the confidence to do it. Sometimes it's cash flow problems, or you may not even be aware that you're procrastinating on it to know that you need to fix it.
Yeah. You may really think your excuses are legit. A lot of us do, right? But you don't understand. Let me tell you about the week I've had. Let me spend 20 minutes telling you about the week I've had, about why I can't do this task that takes 12 minutes.
True. That's
what, you know, my kids try to pull that crap. Although one time it was really funny. Andy was fussing at Sally and telling her we didn't have time to have this conversation, whatever. And it was like 10 minutes of arguing. And finally she says, oh, but you have time to give me a lecture right now, right? I was like, I had to leave the room because I was laughing so hard. I was like, oh, man, she has got a point there.
Yeah. Oops. Somebody's gotten super smart.
Seriously.
Somebody understands now what's going on.
The era of the tween.
Yes, can fight back. Your powers are useless.
But I think our excuses do sound legit a lot of times. And so, you know what? I've been really busy. You know what? I had this other thing that took precedence. You know what? My internet went down. My, you know, computer broke. I don't know what kind of excuses y'all come up with, but like they sound totally legit when they're coming out of your mouth, right? And sometimes we just flat out don't want to do whatever the thing is. We might not even be feeling pressured. We just might have some resentment around doing it. Like maybe it's something that we committed to and it was fine when we committed, but we don't want to do it anymore. And if you've got that defined sacral center in human design, you're hosed. There's no, right? Because you're like, damn, I committed. I don't really want to do this, but what option do I have? Mm-hmm. And somebody without a defined sacral center is like, tell them you changed your mind. and you're like, no, I can't. You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
You know? Yeah, right. Like, I can't do that. That's me.
But sometimes, sometimes you just don't want to do it. Like, I don't want to do it. You know, at some point, the oven needs to be cleaned. The fridge needs to be wiped out on the inside at some point.
Are you supposed
but nobody to do that? Likes doing that. Nobody I know, anyway, like enjoys doing that. We like the way it looks afterwards, you know, and it's kind of fun for like 2 weeks to be like, clean up that spill. I just cleaned the fridge. Right. But the other day, the housekeepers came and somebody did something. Somebody was eating something with crumbs, like literally a couple hours after they left. And one of my kids was like, hey, you need to clean that up. The house was just cleaned. And I just looked at him and I was like, that's my line. I say that every Wednesday. And she was just like, oh, sorry. No, that's good. That's good. It's sinking in. But yeah, you know, there's things we don't want to do, but that we have to do. But it doesn't make us any more willing, you know, wanting to do it. And sometimes, honestly, this is a word that is a trigger for a lot of people, but sometimes you're just lazy. Ooh, do you feel like that word? That word does not sit well with a lot of people because it's when a lot of us, when we were kids, we were really taught that maybe laziness is a sin or that it's, you know, it was definitely frowned upon, right? Even on Saturday morning when you just wanted to watch cartoons, like you've been at school all week You think you want to just kick back, watch some cartoons on Saturday morning, and somebody drops the L word, right? And you're like, damn, man, don't I get a day off? But then that work ethic carries through as adults. And so we have, you know, we have, sometimes you'll procrastinate because you can't come to grips with the fact that you're feeling, maybe you're feeling lazy, but you were taught that lazy was not okay to feel. So you invent some other reason to not do the things that you want to do because I'm not lazy. I just have these other reasons, right? Because reasons.
And maybe it's something that you do subconsciously. Like you don't even associate the two, that, you know, laziness is something that is wrong. And even though you're feeling lazy, so you're going to invent all these other things or even manifest these other things to, you know, stop you or become roadblocks for whatever it is that you are in some realm supposed to do.
Yeah, totally. That's totally my point. Thanks for clarifying that, because I didn't say that you weren't aware that you were making up these things, but exactly. You're not aware that you're feeling lazy, and so you're like, oh, I'm going to come up with great excuses. The roof is on fire. Yeah, so.
So how do we tell the difference between procrastination and divine timing?
Well, that's the $1 million freaking question, isn't it?
I have an idea.
Because once you learn about divine timing, well, that could just become your go-to excuse for any old procrastination, right?
You haven't cleaned out the fridge? Meh, divine timing.
You know, it's just not the optimal time for me to vacuum.
Yes.
It's not really the optimal time for me to pay these bills.
Right. Could you check in and make
sure? Yeah, well, they were
due
3 days ago, so yeah. I'm pretty sure you missed your window of divine timing. Yeah, no, for real, though, that's sometimes, and I will tell you, in my experience in working with people, this is maybe like 7% of the time. It's a pretty small percentage. But sometimes the reason that you can't get around to doing something is because it's not the right time to do it. And if you, I will tell you, this was also a hard lesson for me to learn as a generator, right? Because I want to push, get stuff done, make stuff happen. I have all this energy. It needs to be channeled into action, right? Because then achievement brings me satisfaction. Like this is all tied into the mystery of how this brain works, right? So it would be really frustrating to me if I had something that I felt I, quote, should really handle sooner rather than later, but yet I couldn't seem to get to it. I couldn't find the energy to get to it, or other things kept jumping in line in front of it or whatever. And then lo and behold, one day the whole thing resolves itself, or some new information comes in that changes the action I would have taken. Like it negates the action that I was planning to take because this new information requires a different action or less action, or the, you know, or, oh, this actually is something we should do next year, not right now, kind of thing. So I think it's tricky to know the difference. I think one thing you can do is look at how you feel about it. You know, when you, like I know for me, when it is divine timing, it's usually a sense of, I actually want to complete the action. Mm-hmm. I actually want to do it. I don't have any resentment. I don't have any ugh about doing it. I want to get to it, but it just doesn't happen. You know, maybe it's something that I need to do with another person and they are not available when I'm available. Or maybe it's something, you know, that I don't know. I'm just thinking like, okay, shooting video, for example, I typically don't shoot video at night because the artificial lighting in my office is pretty subdued and it does not lend itself to filming video at night. So I like to film video in the morning or when the day is very bright because that provides the best natural light. Well, I could think of a time when I was frustrated because 3 days in a row, and we have like more than 300 days of sunshine a year here where I live, but it was like 3 days in a row, it was storming and overcast. And I was like, damn it, this weather is just not working with my video schedule. I was sort of annoyed by that because I really actually wanted to get it done, but it did not work out. And then it turned out that there was some reason that I was not to record a video on what I was planning to record it on. So it all got sorted out by the time there was a sunny day and I was able to record what I needed. So, I mean, that's like one example. But to me, I think it's how it feels. If I feel like I want to do it, but I'm being pulled in different directions or it just doesn't feel like it's getting done, that is usually divine time. I can't even imagine like how much time the universe spends dragging me out of my own way. Like that must be a full-time freaking job for the universe. Luckily, time is infinite for the universe, but like seriously, I think, man, they have to create like all of these obstacles to stop me from doing something that's not the right time to do. 3 days of storms. What the hell? Right?
Right.
But yeah, because clearly I think the world revolves around me. So based on that last statement. I don't know. So Audrey, what does it feel like for you when it's divine timing versus you just are procrastinating?
You know, it's almost like I can't resist doing it when it's divine timing. And like you, I don't have the feelings of, oh, I don't want to freaking do this. Let me just sit down and get it done. Oh, look, wait, squirrel, I can go do this. You know, that doesn't tend to happen when it's divine timing. And when I catch myself procrastinating on something, you know, a lot of times I'll check in and just say, is it optimal to do this now? And if it's optimal, I'm going to do it. You know, I'm going to, bear down and.
Now we're going back to our constipation conversation. Yeah.
Instant flashback to constipationists. But I'm going to really get it.
How about
done.
Hunker down? I'm That's a good Texas kind of saying. Yeah. Hunker down. Get her done.
I can think of some, but they may not be appropriate. So always have to.
We already had
this.
To bleep out the F-bomb in a couple of episodes.
I was crabby pants during that episode. So normally I can wrap that up in a tiny little box and stick it back where it belongs.
I'm just going to let that go.
Yep. Just need sound effects for that. Like a swoosh. All the big radio studios have sound effects. My morning show has sound effects. We must rectify the sound effects.
Yeah.
Sitch. Okay. Anyways. So yeah, it feels a lot in the same way, but a lot of times I'll check in and if it's optimal, I'll just go ahead and hunker down and get it done. And if it's not optimal, then sometimes I might check in if I have a bias, because if I'm already procrastinating on it, quite likely I have a bias.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even a block. And so I can check in and figure out, do I have a block? And then if I'm blocked around getting the block, then I'll use that super sweet spiritual ass kicker discovery deck.
Love those.
To sort that out. Or I'll ask a friend, phone a friend and say, hey,
Skype
that
a friend.
I'm blocked around this. Hey, friend, can you help me? Which is, you know, we'll talk about some of this later, but, it, you know, it makes it nice to have some like-minded folks you can ask about things like that.
Yep. So let's get to the real meat, right? Like the part that everybody wants to know about is, okay, how do we overcome procrastination? Okay, so if you recognize it is procrastination, it's not divine timing, what do you do next?
Well, you have to decide if it's worth doing. Like if you're
preach it.
Preach
it, sister.
But you really have to decide if it's something that is worth, you know, hunkering down and getting it done, or if it's something, you know, if the reason why you're procrastinating on it is because it's not really that important, or like you mentioned earlier, if it's not optimal to do, maybe it's optimal to do next year instead of this year. And we think of we talk about things in that timeline a lot, because in a business, it might be optimal to launch a product next year instead of this year, or launch it in early 2017 instead of late 2016, for example. But, you know, other things.
As a random example. We weren't just talking about that or anything.
You know, you can also break things down into tiny little baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes subconsciously, like we said, it's too overwhelming. And sometimes consciously, it's too overwhelming. But if you break it down into tiny little parts, you can focus on one itty bitty part at a time. And then if you find you're procrastinating on the smaller steps, break it down even further. And eventually, you'll get to a point where the tasks are so small, you're like, dude, I might as well just do this now. Like, it's so easy to just do now. Mm-hmm. So I think that's, you know, a really good way to move past it. And then, of course, you know, you can just Nike it. Just freaking do it.
That is like the single easiest way to overcome procrastination is just get off your ass and take some action.
Yes.
Like
the universe rewards action.
You know, when I first put out Boom, like the first, what was it? 2015 Boom was the first one, I think. And my editor came back to me and was like, you know, this is a little flippant to say, just do it if someone's procrastinating. I'm like, yeah, but they don't call me like the spiritual nicey nice. You know what I mean? Like, really?
The spiritual touchy.
The spiritual, how do you feel about that? Like, no, like, just freaking do it. Like, that is literally, if I'm procrastinating over something, sometimes the conversation in my head goes a little like this. You know, you really need to get that thing done. Yeah, but I don't want to. Would you just shut the hell up and do it? Okay, fine. And then I do it. Right? Like, that's how that conversation, and then it's done. Whereas, what's the alternative? Oh, to have that conversation play over and over all day in my head, and I'm not getting other focused things done because I'm distracted by this crap that I need to do that I don't want to do. So sometimes just like plowing through it is the way, just power through is like the way to get it done. And I'll tell you about the breaking stuff down into smaller tasks. If it's something that doesn't appear as though it can be broken down into smaller tasks, for example, cleaning out the garage or the attic or handling that mountain of papers that's been sitting in your inbox, set a timer, you know, like do say, okay, for the next 15 minutes, I'm not going to be on Facebook. I'm not going to check email. I'm not going to answer my phone. I'm not going to play video games. I am literally going to do nothing but this one task for 15 minutes. And that, I know, sounds like a super tiny baby step or a super tiny baby step, like Christy said, but it is. But you'd be amazed what you can get done in such a short span of time when you are singularly focused on that task. So, I mean, it totally works, you know, and if all else fails, how about some carrots and sticks? You know, I'm a huge fan of leverage. Like, I will often dangle a carrot on the other end of a task that I don't want to do. And that carrot doesn't have to be, you know, a set of diamond earrings. Like, it could literally be a piece of chocolate. If there's something I don't want to do, sometimes I'll take a little square of chocolate and I will put it on my keyboard. Because I'm mean to myself like that. You want that chocolate, don't you? Yes, I do. Okay, finish the damn task and you can have the chocolate. So, or it could be, you know, I don't know, whatever. It could be, maybe I'm going to lunch with a friend and I might set it up for myself where we could probably do a whole episode on carrots and sticks, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
But I might set it up where, you know what, you're going to cancel lunch unless you get this project finished before it's time. Okay, I'm doing it. Boom. It's just enough to like get me to settle down, focus, and do it. So that would be an example of a stick, actually. You're going to miss out on something if you don't complete this today or right now. Versus a carrot is something that, you know, it like a carrot and a donkey, right? It's being dangled in front of you like, ooh, finish this and then you can have that, right? Like every parent in the world uses carrots and sticks. So we do it because it's a way to get certain behaviors accomplished. So do that if you need to, if you can't like just power through it or whatever. And then like Christy was saying earlier, clear the freaking blocks, right? I know in Clearing of the Month Club, I know we have clearings around procrastination. In fact, I think there's more than one in there with between Clear for Year and Clearing of the Month. So it's normal, right? You don't meet people who just naturally never procrastinate. And if you do, they're like 1 out of 1,000. But most of us have tendencies to procrastinate. You could see why, because of all the reasons that we went through. So get those blocks cleared. If procrastination is a chronic issue with you and not an occasional issue, it definitely will pay you back in spades to get that shizzle handled. And then my last comment would be, don't hang out with other procrastinators, right? Because nothing will happen. I also recommend that you not hang out with a lot of perfectionists, because there's actually what an Amyism quote where I said, when perfectionists collaborate, nothing happens,
right?
Because they want everything to be perfect, and they get caught up in the minutiae and the logistics of things, and they don't ever just go, you know what, let's just get started and figure it out as we go along. that doesn't happen when a group of perfectionists collaborate. And don't get me wrong, like, if I'm gonna have brain surgery, oh, I want that guy to be a perfectionist. You know, when I get my nails done, I want that girl to be a perfectionist, right? So the perfectionism has its place, but if you surround yourself with perfectionists and procrastinators, it's going to be even harder for you because they're reinforcing a behavior that you don't want to continue. Mm-hmm. That's when you say, preach it.
Preach it, y'all.
All right, Christy, so what's our parting thoughts or our takeaway point for the folks who are still like, wow, I get everything you're saying. And as soon as this call's over, I'm going to go to Starbucks and then take a nap.
Right. Action, I think, is our sort of takeaway. Whether you're breaking it down into smaller tasks, whether you're changing your environment, whether you're getting a buddy, whether you're setting a timer, whether you're using chocolate to motivate yourself or, you know, canceling something to motivate yourself, it all revolves around action. And as we said a minute ago, the universe rewards action, and that's how you move forward and manifest the things you want and create the change that you're looking for.
Yep, action does it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, guys. Well, I know we're out of time for today. Thanks for joining us, and I hope we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, don't let the fun end now. Treat yourself to some free unique gifts from AskAmyAnything.com and AudreyChristie.com. And be sure to tell us what you think of this episode at Facebook.com/UniversalAwesomeness.